he's a science graduate of the Stellenbosch University, but we all know him as a comedian and MC. He is a magician. He is also a presenter, and he is known as South Africa's comedy magic champion. He was also presenter for the television show Going Nowhere Slowly on SABC 3. It can be none other than Stuart Taylor himself that we are talking to this morning. Stuart, hi there, and welcome to the On Great Show.
Goeiemôre, kan nie klaar nie. Hallo Anton, hoe gaan jy?
Môre, goed en jy?
Dankie, baie goed.
So, Stuart, you know, you've hosted and you've organized so many comedic acts. The ones that I'm going to mention are The Money's Too Tight to Mention and Learn a Husband. What are some of the highlights you experienced in general with these shows?
Oh, you take me back because, I mean, I long for the days of being back on stage doing those shows. you know what, for me, I've always kind of just tried to, interrogate the human condition. That is what I love doing. I love observing people and how we all think we're different, but we all respond to the world in the same way. Mm. I love to find those little idiosyncrasies that we have and point them out. I mean, you've got a liquor audience in front of you, and they're completely diverse. They're diverse in ages or backgrounds, but they're all nudging each other for the same things. Mm. And I'm like, okay, we're talking about what it's like to be human. So that's pretty much where I've always pitched what I do. And in these times, I certainly do miss doing it live.
Mm. So in terms of what you like to achieve with your hopes and aspirations and even projects, what can we look forward to?
Well, there's a couple of things on the horizon. I mean, we've really, we've taken to heart that idea of pivoting and putting our business online. So very early, in this pandemic, myself and Conrad Koch, a very good friend of mine, you'll know him as, probably know his alter ego, Chester
Oh,
Missing.
Yes.
and another friend of ours who grew up together, we started a company called Web Shows. So you can go and check out our website, webshows.co.za. And literally the name explains what we do. We do shows on the web. Lots of corporates have been using us. We're doing lots of public shows. In fact, this weekend, I've got two shows back to back. There's the Western Cape Junior Magic Championship.
Oh.
So all these young magicians in the Western Cape are doing a sort of battle of the wands. And what would normally be a live event, we're now hosting as an online event. So that's very exciting. And we use the tech to kind of engage with the audience and have like little audience polls. So for the first time, for example, we've got an audience choice award that gets to happen because you get to live vote for your favorite act.
Mm.
And then after that, a comedian I've worked with for a long time, directed two or three of his solo shows, Dalen Oliver, is doing his first online show, which Web Shows is hosting. So it's been exciting. I've been doing lots in the back end of, and the admin side of things over the last couple of months, just sort of creating. That's all we're doing, is we're finding ways of creating in the digital space.
It sounds so exciting, Stuart, but I want to find out from you, you know, especially during this time that we've experienced. I mean, it was quite a knock for the entertainment side of the industry itself. You know, faith is such a big part of our lives. What role has that played in yours?
You know, I think there are two F's. There's faith and there's fear, and it's two sides of the same coin. You really, you make a choice. Either you live in faith or you live in fear, and I think... You know, I really just embraced this as a, I mean, when the first lockdown started, I was very naive. I honestly very naively went into it thinking, you know, it'll be 21 days, it'll be great. I'll exercise every day and I'll use it like I'm in my own personal ashram. I'm not leaving the house. I'm just retreating from the world and just gonna enjoy that time with my family. And that was the first sort of 2 weeks went by, and then we realized, yo, things are, that's when everything started getting canceled. You know, all the theater dates that were coming up started being canceled in that first 2 weeks. And then we realized, well, I mean, this is, our entire industry has been obliterated. But, you know, what is amazing is how supportive people were when I did my first online shows. People really came to party, and I think that's been a beautiful thing to experience. when you say, hey, man, I'm going to do something, I think there was just a gentle feeling amongst people that they knew that artists were in a lot of trouble. And so yeah. I had friends who really, they couldn't watch the show. They don't live in the country. They don't live in the same time zone. But they were buying the tickets anyway. I mean, there was a woman I'd never even met before, but friends of friends had contacted people. And there was a woman in Australia who bought a whole batch of tickets and then sent them on to her friends who were still here in South Africa. So that was kind of cool in terms of people coming out and supporting you. And I think it's that having the faith to put yourself out there and saying, mm-hmm. this is what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. And then the faith that people are going to come to the party and support it.
Absolutely. How can people get into contact with you?
You know what, the easiest thing is always on my social media pages. I I say that and I'm giggling because I literally have been on a bit of a social media sabbatical for the last
oh my.
2 weeks or so. But I mean, when I say sabbatical, I just haven't posted. It's there's been lots of negativity and so many crazy things happening that I have not posted anything. But I do check. I am there. So you can certainly, you can follow me on Instagram. That's where I tend to put out the most things. Well, Facebook is a Facebook fan page or my own page, Stuart Taylor. I think my Instagram is the Stuart Taylor. So yeah, check me out over there and you can always message me. I generally, send my inquiries on to my wife who does all the bookings and so on.
I love that. I send my, and then you kind of like went a bit, you know, my wife.
There we go. I was gonna say my assistant, but my wife is standing in the next room and she'll overhear me.
You know.
And I don't think she'll take kindly to me calling her the assistant.
Oh my goodness, Stuart, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We wish you all of the best with everything that you're doing, and you know, if anything, just keep pushing forward. You know, like you said, what this time has showed us is that there are so many different ways that we can do things, and it just shows you that there are those people who really support the trade and support the industry, and it's so important to have all of that. So absolutely magical to have you on the show this morning. Thank you.
And listen, I've got it. I mean, when you say that, you literally are, we refer to people like you guys, so thank you to you guys for having us, giving us this platform where we can share and let people know that we are live. We're doing things online. Come find us over there.
Awesome. Thank you very much. I must just say that, you know, that God gives us all talents and abilities, but the important thing is just to be a good steward thereof.
Look at you.
Now, I know, Stuart, don't encourage him. He does this to me every day. I mean, it's flow joke a lot times a gazillion on every show. Please save me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Enjoy your day. Bye-bye. You too. Bye.